But we have people today just like it was then. Men trying to be with men, homosexuality, just and lesbianism and all the other kind of perversion. Am I right? And we have a nation that was established. This is what was said about our nation. One nation under God with what? Liberty and justice for all. Right? That's what it was said. But we have a nation now in our government and our government's affairs trying to bring every kind of perversion, make it be legal and put it and mix it up with the church and mix it up that we are not, and we're supposed to go quiet and don't say anything. Y'all in the house. And just go along with them. And this any kind of lifestyle, any kind of corruption, this is what Satan trying to do to the church. Oh. But God so loved the world that he gave what? His only begotten Son. Now notice the condition here. That whosoever. That what is this condition? That it doesn't matter who you are, what you've done, once he gave his Son. It doesn't matter what you were before he gave his Son. And we're going to talk about that in a minute, but we're going to get this out. If you believe what his Son did, if you receive what his Son did, he said, you wouldn't perish, but you have what? Where did life come from? Where did death come from? Y'all like y'all don't even know anything about the Bible. Everybody that I know, history, studying the Bible and history, everybody I know, both seen and unseen, creatures, I mean everybody, has a beginning, has a time span in human monoculars. And then angels, if you check it out, they all began, has a beginning. God created them. The only one that has no beginning. You don't know it. As smart as we are and all this technology we got, we can't figure it out yet. And I'm going to tell you something else. You'll never figure it out. You can't explain it. You can stab at it and jab at it, but you still can't explain it. And God tells us, and that's enough for us to know, I have always been God. I am God right now. And I always will be God. So what created thing gonna rise up and put God out of business? Who is it? Who is it? Who crazy enough to think they're gonna do that? Except that fool Satan. Now he knows. Come on. I said, now he knows. Now he knows. He knows he's been judged. He knows he is a condemned evil spirit. He knows he's going to be put away, even though he stole that lease from Adam to get on this earth and work all the habits he's working. But he knows that he's going to be put away. But he want to work habit and destruction and violence and evil in your life and cheat you out of the blessing that God has for you. And you don't have to put up with it. You may have to put up a fight, but you don't have to put up with this stuff. So he comes. The Lord told me to tell him how much I love him. Y'all gonna hear me today? Y'all gonna hear what the Holy? You gonna hear what the Holy Ghost had to say? Are you gonna go in a shell? Or are you coming out of it? I come to preach you out of that shell. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave. Why did he give his only son? Why did he give his son? Because nobody else qualified. Nobody else was found that could do it. He was the only one had the goods. Yeah. I'm going to say it again. And he went through the birth canal just like all of you. So he could completely identify with you. He was everything that you are as a human being. Are you listening to me? So there's nothing about you he doesn't know. He has an experience and he can't handle. Are you listening? So he so loved the world that wherever you are, he know how to reach you with his love. If you receive it. How many of you, I stood here and said, I got $100 for everybody that will come up here. How many of you remain in your seat? How many of you will remain, I ain't going up there. And then I'll tell you, you don't have to do like a herd of cows because it's not going to run out. Would you receive it? So you just told me you know how to receive. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Watch this. God so loved the world. Let's read that in the Passion Translation. And I'll get as far as I can go, but I want to talk to you. Can y'all give that to me? Okay. Well, this is how much God loves the world. How much? He gave his one and only unique son as a gift. Somebody's been cussing you out, calling you all kind of name, running you down, and never had anything good to say about you and do for you, would you run up and give them the best gift you got? No, you wouldn't want to do it. God did. Didn't believe in you. I said, your whatever. I don't believe a word you're saying. Your lying thing. You're going to give them... the best you got. You will give them the best gift you have. In my natural thinking, you better get away from me. But God did. Whew. I'm going to say it again. God did.